Unit 3. Text. They say that blood is thicker than water, that our relatives are more important to us than others. Everyone was so kind to the old lady on her birthday. Surely her daughter would make an even bigger effort to please her. The present.
It was the old lady's birthday. She got up early to be ready for the post. From the second floor flat, she could see the postman when he came down the street, and the little boy from the ground floor brought up her letters on the rare occasions when anything came. Today she was sure there would be something. Myra wouldn't forget her mother's birthday, even if she seldom wrote at other times. Of course, Myra was busy. Her husband had been made mayor, and Myra herself had got a medal for her work for the aged. The old lady was proud of Myra, but Enid was the daughter she loved. Ina had never married, but had seemed content to live with her mother and teach in a primary school round the corner. One evening, however, Enid said, "I've arranged for Mrs. Morrison to look after you for a few days, Mother. Tomorrow I have to go into hospital. Just a minor operation. I'll soon be home." In the morning she went, but never came back. She died on the operating table. Myra came to the funeral and, in her efficient way, arranged for Mrs. Morrison to come in and light the fire and give the old lady her breakfast. 2 years ago, that was, and since then Myra had been to see her mother 3 times, but her husband never. The old lady was 80 today. She had put on her best dress. Perhaps Myra might come. After all, 80 was a special birthday, another decade lived or endured, just as you chose to look at it. Even if Myra did not come, she would send a present. The old lady was sure of that. 2 spots of color brightened her cheeks. She was excited, like a child. She would enjoy her day. Yesterday, Mrs. Morrison had given the flat an extra clean, and today she had brought a card and a bunch of marigolds when she came to do the breakfast. Mrs. Grant downstairs had made a cake, and in the afternoon, she was going down there to tea. The little boy, Johnny, had been up with a packet of mints and said he wouldn't go out to play until the post had come. "I guess you'll get lots and lots of presents," he said. "I did last week when I was 6. What would she like? A pair of slippers, perhaps. Or a new cardigan. A cardigan would be lovely. Blue's such a pretty color. Jim had always liked her in blue. Or a table lamp. Or a book. A travel book with pictures, or a little clock with clear black numbers. So many lovely things." She stood by the window watching. The postman turned round the corner on his bicycle. Her heart beat fast. Johnny had seen him, too, and ran to the gate. Then, clatter, clatter up the stairs, Johnny knocked at her door. "Granny, Granny," he shouted, "I've got your post." He gave her 4 envelopes. 3 were unsealed cards from old friends. The 4th was sealed in Myra's writing. The old lady felt a pang of disappointment. "No parcel, Johnny?" "No, Granny." Maybe the parcel was too large to come by letter post. That was it. It would come later by parcel post. She must be patient. Almost reluctantly, she tore the envelope open. Folded in the card was a piece of paper. Written on the card was a message under the printed "Happy Birthday." "Buy yourself something nice with the check. Myra and Harold." The check fluttered to the floor like a bird with a broken wing. Slowly, the old lady stooped to pick it up. Her present. Her lovely present. With trembling fingers, she tore it into little bits.
Unit 3. New words.
Relative. Present. Postman. Rare. Occasion. Mayor. Metal. Aged. Content. Primary. Arrange. Minor. Operate. Operating table. Funeral. Efficient. Decade. Endure. Spot. Brighten. Cheek. Extra. Clean. Bunch. Marigold. Packet. Mint. Slipper. Cardigan. Clatter. Granny. Envelope. Unsealed. Seal. Sealed. Writing. Hang. Disappointment. Disappoint. Parcel. Reluctantly. Reluctant. Bold. Check. Flutter. Stoop. Tremble.
Phrases and expressions.
At other times. Round the corner. Around the corner. After all. Be sure of. Pick up.
Proper names.
Myra. Enid. Morrison. Grant. Johnny. Jim. Harold.